Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Every day makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Boy, I am ready today. And yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. 33. You got to love the number 33, don't
yeah.
you? Hey, folks, welcome into the 33rd season of Strategies for Living. Can you believe it?
Well, no. Not exactly.
Well, I can.
Yeah,
some days
I can.
Some days I feel it more than others. Folks, welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Lee. John McMillan. And, you know, Lauren,
yeah.
33 years, in one respect, you know, it seems like a blink of an eye
mm-hmm.
When I was starting the program.
Right.
And in another way, you know, it just feels like I've been doing this forever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we had to, for the 33rd season,
mm-hmm.
we had to reach out
oh.
and find a life strategist that was appropriate for
where we've evolved as a show, right?
Absolutely. And I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more honored and pleased to have Mark Anthony
mm-hmm.
as our inaugural guest and life strategist here on the 33rd edition of Strategies for Living. Now,
absolutely.
You may have heard of Mark. He's a psychic explorer. He's also known as the psychic lawyer.
Right.
Yeah. He's written a lot. I found years ago Never Letting Go,
right.
which may have been his first book. I was looking for some help to a book to pass on to a client, and Never Letting Go jumped out. You know how books jump out at me.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Sometimes at the bookstore. This one jumped out at me.
I've got to be careful walking around with you because they literally jump off the shelves.
They do.
Yeah.
And but I loved that book. And so when Mark's new book came out called The Afterlife Frequency, it was a must. I had to get it. We're going to talk about that and more today here on Strategies for Living with Mark Anthony. And I hope you'll join us. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Mark Anthony, the Afterlife Frequency, today on Strategies. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The RobinsonFilmCenter.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bring in the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text setup to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text setup to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now world-renowned psychic medium, Oxford-educated attorney, Mark Anthony, also known as the psychic lawyer. He is a fourth-generation psychic medium. He's the author of Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity. He co-hosts a live stream TV show, The Psychic and the Doc. And he's a regular columnist for Best Holistic Life magazine. I'm excited about this brand new book he's got out, The Afterlife Frequency, Scientific Proof of Spiritual Contact and How That Awareness Will Change Your Life. Mark Anthony, welcome to Strategies.
Hi, David. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, hey, Mark. There you are. Good.
Yeah, you know what happened? When you were talking about the afterlife frequency, something really bizarre but cool happened. All of a sudden, everything went like, frequency distortion. And I'm like, okay, I guess my peeps are chiming in kind of early. But now apparently we're all on the same frequency. So thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm very honored that you invited me, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And
we're excited to have you. Looking forward to the conversation.
You know, you introduced some new terms, Mark, in the new book, in the Afterlife Frequency, and some concepts about spirit communication. And I love the fact that, you know, you're basing it on science. And so one of the terms that you introduce, I guess you developed it, is what? The electromagnetic soul. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you are. The electromagnetic soul.
What does that mean? Explain that a little bit.
The big question is whether spirit communication can be explained through science. But it's more than that. It's more than that, David and Lauren. Is there a scientific explanation for the existence of the soul, for the afterlife,
right,
for spirit communication, for near-death experiences, and even possibly reincarnation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a medium, and I've spent my entire life as a medium because I was born into a family where this appears to be a recessive trait. In other words, it skips a generation or two. But both my parents had these abilities, and then when I came along, I started communicating with spirits when I was around 3 and a half.
Whoa.
And so a lifetime of spirit communication in addition to years of research. And the electromagnetic soul is a 21st century term to describe what we really are, which is pure consciousness that is eternal electromagnetic energy. And if you'll indulge me just for a minute, every great belief system teaches us that the soul, the consciousness, the spirit, the who and what we are, pre-exists our body, comes into our body, and leaves the body when we physically die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The first law of thermodynamics and physics states that energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another.
Right.
Neuroscience Yeah, and neuroscience, which is the study of the human brain, we know, and both of you are very, very adept in the study of the human brain. Mm-hmm. Even though the brain is only 2% of the body's weight, it consumes over 20% of the body's electrical energy.
Right.
And so I developed the term the electromagnetic soul based on quantum physics. We know everything's made of molecules, which in turn are made of atoms, which in turn are made of electrons, protons, and neutrons, which in turn are composed of the smallest particle, which is a quantum. Now, mm-hmm. for all of our physics fans, an electron is technically a quantum because it's 1/1800th the size of a proton, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that we placate our friends. And yes, there's other subatomic particles like hadrons and the Bose-Higgins particle, but the most basic is quantum. Mm-hmm. And that's where the term quantum physics comes from. And that means everything in the material universe, you, me, the chairs we're sitting in, the radio waves this program is being broadcast on, the surface of the moon, the rings of Saturn and beyond are all at the subatomic level composed of the same form of electromagnetic energy, which is a quantum. Now, what makes us alive versus the microphones that we're speaking into is that everything vibrates at different frequencies.
Right.
So the EMS, the electromagnetic soul, is housed in the human brain. The brain, even though neuroscientists say that the brain causes or creates consciousness through chemical reactions and electrical impulses, they're completely at a loss to explain how. Mm-hmm. And so the electromagnetic soul explains that the brain did not create consciousness, it merely houses it.
Right.
The way your computer hard drive stores and houses the programs that are on it. Now, we all have computers, right?
Absolutely,
yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did your computer create Windows and the data that's on it? No.
No.
It merely hosts it.
Right.
And so when the computer slash, when the hard drive slash brain dies, the information gets uploaded, transferred to the cloud if you're Catholic, into Dropbox if you're Protestant. No, I'm just kidding. but the thing is, it's by analogy, that's what happens.
Right.
And so the electromagnetic soul is a coherent quantum field that is neither created nor destroyed by the existence or the death of the brain, only hosted. And when we physically die, it's transferred to another frequency.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Now, the afterlife frequency, the very title of the book, Mark, that's another one of the concepts. So is that like collective consciousness? And if so, what is that?
The afterlife frequency is, we live in the material, I call it the material world dimension, and the afterlife frequency is, some people call it the other side, heaven, the afterlife, that's what it is. That's the frequency that we go to. Now, the collective consciousness, think of your EMS, your electromagnetic soul, as a drop of water. So when we physically die, that drop of water leaves our body and plunges into this eternal sea of souls.
Mm-hmm.
And I refer to that as the collective consciousness. And you're a coherent quantum field, so you're still an individual, but now you're linked and interfacing with other spirits that are connected to other spirits and so on and so forth. And so that's why during spirit communication, when a spirit comes forward, he or she may present information that far exceeded the scope of anything that person knew when they were here in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be doing a reading for somebody, and their grandmother comes through, and maybe she only had a sixth grade education. Start transmitting to me information about the person here in this world of a medical issue that they're dealing with, and the spirit's going into extensive detail about a genetic disorder or treatments, and people say, well, my grandmother didn't know that stuff. It's like, yeah, well, she's patched into a cosmic internet that just, I mean, it is,
she's connected to it all. It's
exactly. And some of the things that come through, I don't always understand right away. And sometimes the reason we don't understand what it is because it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
The spirits have the ability to perceive future events. And it's a rather lengthy explanation, and maybe we'll save that for the next segment. But the thing is, spirits are perfectly capable of seeing past, present, and future,
mm-hmm.
and they're not here to scare us or intimidate us. They're here to bring messages of love, healing, resolution protection. Mm. So it's really a beautiful benefit for humanity that we can communicate with our loved ones in spirit.
That's pretty good stuff. Yeah. When you're working and you're into the the psychic stuff, Mark, and somebody comes through, a soul comes through, do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you sense it? How does that happen?
Well, I've been studied by a number of scientists who study mediums, and we've all heard of the clairs. Clairvoyance, which is seeing, clairaudience, which is hearing, clairsentience, which is feeling, clairsavance, which is knowing. I'm all of them. I will see, hear, feel. I will know things. They may give me taste sensations. I may smell things. And so, and when I connect, they hit me so quickly, I start getting a whole plethora of information, and I describe it to the recipient. Some spirits convey more visual information, some more auditory. You know, we're all different, and we're all different in spirit, too. So it just depends on the particular spirit.
So we very much keep our personality then after we cross over.
Yes. And the fascinating thing about that is the mental and physical disabilities, impairments are what dies with the body. In other words, let's say somebody is a schizophrenic or maybe even a sociopath.
Right.
That is an organic issue with the brain. It is not a defect of the spirit. So, and I've done readings for people, and you read Never Letting Go. I did a reading for a woman that I explained in Never Letting Go, whose son was abducted, raped, and murdered by a serial killer. And during the reading, not only her son and her mother came through, but the spirit of the killer, because he'd been executed. And he was no longer a psychopath, but he did remember and was fully aware of everything that he did. And part of the reason he was coming through was to apologize. And it's such an intense story. I didn't want to go through it all here. I recommend people read Never Letting Go for the full impact of it. But I've done readings, probably about 15,000 readings in my life. And if 5 to 6 and sometimes even 10 or more spirits come through each time, that's a lot of spirits I've communicated with. Because some people say, oh, they're tricking you and deceiving you. No, they're not. Okay, they're coming through to say, look, I know that I did this, but I'm not that I'm not damaged like that anymore. But they also are fully aware of the hurt and the pain that they have inflicted upon people in this world.
Talk about good news. Wow. We are talking to Mark Anthony today. The new book is The Afterlife Frequency. It's scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. You can find it at your favorite bookseller. You can also go to afterlifefrequency.com. We've got more. You stay right where you are. We've got much more to learn from our life strategist, Mark Anthony, today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Strategies for Living. You found us. Welcome back. Welcome back in. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Mark Anthony today as our life strategist. You got to get this new book. It's called The Afterlife Frequency.
It's good.
It's like can't put down good. The scientific proof of spiritual contact, how that awareness will change your life. Mark Anthony is the psychic lawyer. And
Yeah. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I love Mark, you know, you include the stories, but I also love that you include this idea of a raft technique, right? So some ideas for other people to help themselves to recognize and interpret messages from the other side.
Yeah.
Will you kind of walk us through how that works for us, the raft technique?
I will. Thank you so much. The raft technique, I was here in my office, and I was trying to figure, how do I explain to people who aren't mediums mm-hmm. how they can receive and interpret messages from spirits? And I hit that dreaded writer's block. And it always seems to happen on the day that I've completely scheduled off just to write on the book, you know, like, so I'm sitting there and nothing. And I know that when that happens, just walk away. And I live near the beach, so I thought, well, all right, I'll take a walk on the beach. That always clears my head. But as I'm going down my driveway, all of a sudden I get this tingly sensation that directs me in the opposite way along this bike path near my house. So I'm walking on the bike path, and it was midday, around 11 or 12, and I see these two objects shining. And I walk up to it, and I see a nickel and a penny. So I reach over to pick them up, and all of a sudden I hear my mother's voice, and she's in spirit. And my mother was of Italian descent, and the Italian side of the family, which I absolutely love, has a superstition for all occasions, okay?
Right,
yeah. And yeah. I hear, if their head's down, it's bad luck. And then I hear my dad, who's the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant side of the family's voice, and he says, it's money, grab it. All right, so now I'm laughing, and I'm holding this nickel and this penny, and I go, oh, look, 6 cents. And I go, wait a second, 6 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized mm-hmm. I was drawn here for more than just a walk, and all of a sudden, I saw an image of my dad standing in the ocean. Now, he was had been a Navy SEAL, and after the Navy, he was an aerospace engineer. But he used to teach kids how to swim at the YMCA.
Yeah.
I mean, he taught me to swim. He like taught everyone in the family to swim. He taught my niece and nephew and everybody, you know. And so I saw him standing in the ocean up to his waist, and he looked really good. He looked like he was about 35, 40 years old, and he was holding this blue canvas raft that he had, and he said, teach people how to recognize, accept, feel, and trust messages from spirits. I heard both my parents' voices in unison. And I go, a raft. And I go, recognize, raft, raft, that's it. And so I ran back to my office, and then the writer's block was gone. The words just started flowing out of me.
Right.
Because that's what my parents and spirit were telling me. Teach people to recognize signs from spirits. And they walked me through the process, okay? So I wanted to go in one direction, but I got this directed to another, and then I saw the coin, so I recognized the sign from the spirit.
Yeah.
And as I held the coins and heard their voices, I accepted the contact as real. But it's the third step, feel without overthinking.
Yeah.
And that's where most people go wrong. Oh, this is a coincidence. It's my imagination, grief-induced hallucination. This is impossible. This can't be. And that's where most people torpedo the experience. And once you stop doing that, you recognize, accept, feel, and then trust the message.
Mm.
And that's the raft technique. And so in the afterlife frequency, I tell that story, and I go into greater detail, and I also give some exercises for readers how to incorporate the raft technique. And you know what, Lauren and Dave, I have been contacted by people who teach psychic development classes, but also by just everyday people
right.
who have told me that raft technique really works, and it's really helped me connect with my loved ones. It also has helped me in my grief. And it's very simple. It's just that we have to get past the third step
right.
Without overthinking. You know, feel, don't overthink.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
One of the things that's, impressive, Mark, is that the book, The Afterlife Frequency, has been endorsed by some of the world's top survivor was survival of consciousness and near-death experience researchers, NDE researchers.
Yes.
Now, have you ever had an NDE?
I did. Technically, I've had two because when I was born, I was a blue baby and I was not breathing and they were ready to pronounce me dead.
Wow.
And from what I've heard from my parents, my mother shouted at the doctor, "You work on him!" She begged him. And they humored her and they held me upside down or smacked me on the fanny and all of a sudden they heard me coughing. Like, oh my God, this baby's alive. Okay. And then when I was about 4 years old, I had a near-death experience. Now, I don't want to go into it here, and the reason for that is it's a fairly long story, but it's also very central. It's in the book.
Yeah.
It's very central to the book. But my mother had a near-death experience. My father had two of them. I just presented one of the keynote speeches at the International Association for Near-Death Studies 50th anniversary. It was just in Chicago over Labor Day here in 2025. And it was one of the greatest honors of my life because sitting in the audience, there was almost 1,000 people in this audience, plus it was streaming worldwide, was none other than Dr. Raymond Moody.
Oh, wow.
50 years ago, published his book, Life After Life, which introduced the term near-death experience. And it was so wonderful to go through my theories and my explanations. I had this real elaborate PowerPoint that I did and get from the stage to say to Dr. Raymond Moody and also his colleague, Dr. Bruce Grayson, who actually founded the International Association for Near-Death Studies, to tell these two men what they mean to me, what they've meant to afterlife research, and how their findings have changed the world. I mean, for somebody in my line of work, it doesn't get better than that. It's like if I was a musician, it'd be like playing for Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger.
Oh,
I mean,
that was like it.
Yeah, I'm listening to you and I'm sitting here thinking how lucky a guy I am because you're a life strategist, Mark, and Dr. Raymond Moody has been a life strategist on this program. So, you know, that's what's so neat about, you know, being able to do this. It's like continuing education for me every day.
Yeah, that's what I love about my live stream show because we do occasionally have guests on, and my co-host is Dr. Pat Basile, and she's a world-renowned behavioral psychologist. So people call in, and I'll do readings for them, and then Dr. Pat uses her behavioral psychology background to help people understand the full depth of the messages so they get the maximum benefit out of it.
Yeah.
And it's been a really amazing, amazing show. And with Dr. Raymond Moody, I mean, he is the nicest, most down-to-earth. He's clearly a genius.
Yes.
He was a child prodigy. I think he got his first PhD when he was like 23. I mean, he's just amazing. And he is the most unassuming superstar that I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know, the raft technique kind of, and you were talking about it, you got to get past, you know, there's some people that say, well, you know, a medium's just not going to be able to do it for me. A medium's not going to be able to make connections for me.
That no.
Yeah, right? that no.
No,
yeah.
Syndrome.
Yeah. You know, and then others claim that spirits, you know, come to them and, you know, they've experienced it. What's the gap? You know, what is that gap that's going on there?
There's always going to be people who are going to be resistant to the spirit communication. There's always going to be skeptics. I was on a radio show one time and I said that, and the host said, and I'm not comparing myself for one nanosecond, okay? He said, well, there were people standing in the same room with Jesus that didn't believe him.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never thought of it that way. And like I said, to all the listeners, I am not in any shape, form, or fashion for one nanosecond comparing myself. But there's always going
but
to be
but it makes the point,
who,
doesn't it?
Who are going to reject things and don't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's That's okay. Mm. Healthy. There's a difference between skepticism and cynicism. Mm. Cynics are just closed-minded and will never accept anything, whereas a skeptic may not believe something but will be open-minded provided they are persuaded by credible facts and evidence. Mm. And that's why the type of mediumship that I practice is what's known as evidential mediumship. I mean, anyone can say your grandmother loves you, all of our grandmothers in spirit love us. Mm-hmm. But when you start giving facts and data, things about what she looked like, her hobbies, maybe a nickname she called you, specific memories, things that I could not possibly know of a precise nature, then it takes it out of the realm of cold reading or supposition to evidence.
Yeah. And this is the neat thing, and I think all of your books do this, Never Letting Go, this new book, The Afterlife Frequency. I'm blanking on the title in between.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Evidence of Eternity, right?
Yeah.
The other one.
That's the neat thing. I mean, you know, when you read a book like this and you read it with an open mind to the stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't help. It's just like the subtitle of the new book says, it's how that awareness will change your life. And it does. Mm-hmm. It does. I want to come back and talk a little bit about trauma. Can we do that, Mark?
Absolutely.
The Afterlife Frequency. That's the new book. It's the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. Mark Anthony is our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We're working him hard. We've got more to come. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategy.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Mark Anthony today. He's the psychic lawyer, and he's got a brand new book out. It's called The Afterlife Frequency. It's a good book. Mm-hmm. The scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. I got to ask you something, Mark. You do what you do that we've been talking about. You're also an attorney.
How does that work?
do sometimes your friends in the attorney business cry foul? You're getting extra help that we're not getting?
Well, just for the record, I'm no longer practicing law. I'm devoting my time exclusively to mediumship. I'm on a U.S. speaking tour. I do lots of research. I write for Best Holistic Life magazine. I do my live stream, and I appear at conferences worldwide. Plus, I work with Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona
on
the Soul Phone Project. Yeah, so I got a lot going on. But when I was practicing law, I had a reputation for being weird. And I remember some lawyers saying, watch out for that guy. He seems to know things that he has no reason to know.
I love it.
And you know, when you're a lawyer and people are scared of you, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Now that I'm working, it's like you want your medium to be, you know, half Obi-Wan Kenobi, half Darth Vader, you know. But the thing is, leaving all joking aside, the work that I'm doing now is all about empathy, compassion, and helping people heal from the most devastating thing, which is the loss of a loved
one.
So that's what I want to talk about. I mentioned it in the last segment. I don't think we can get out of this life without some kind of trauma. Now, it might be little T trauma,
right,
but a lot of people have big T trauma and might even have post-traumatic stress disorder. Does your book, does the afterlife frequency deal with things like that? Does it help with things like trauma and processing trauma?
Absolutely. That's one of the healing components of the afterlife frequency, is dealing with PTSD. And, you know, the thing is, David and Lauren, and you know this because you're professionals in the field, but I would say that pretty much all adults suffer from some degree of PTSD.
Yep.
So we tend to think of post-traumatic stress as people who survived something like 9/11 or military personnel who've been in combat. But if you have seen a loved one die, if you have been in a horrific accident, suffered some type of terrible loss, we're all traumatized by that.
And the
trauma that I help people with, especially with my work with this organization known as Helping Parents Heal, helpingparentsheal.org. And anyone out there who has lost a parent, I highly recommend you join this nonprofit organization, because that's what it does, is it helps parents heal, and it provides a community of individuals who understand what you're going through. Yeah.
This is for parents who have lost a child. Is that right?
That is correct, and they refer to themselves as shining light parents, and their children in spirit as shining light children. And where that term comes from is, see, my first book, Never Letting Go, is right along the lines of that. Because psychologists say, well, you have to learn to let go. It's like, no, you're never going to let go of someone you love. What you have to let go of is the stress, the trauma, the pain of the passing, but never let go of the love for the one who passed.
Yes.
And that work continues in my second book, Evidence of Eternity, and then I continue it even more in the afterlife frequency, particularly, I've done readings for military personnel. One in particular that comes to mind, where this gentleman came to see me, his girlfriend brought him, he was real intense. I mean, the way he was staring at me through the whole reading, and his girlfriend was there, you know, but I was used to that. My dad was a Navy SEAL, okay, so I was used to that stare, you know.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, during the reading, I heard what sounded like a large metal container, like you're banging it, going bing, boom, 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 and then I heard an explosion, and I said, there's three guys in spirit. And I saw a single tear run down his face. Mm. Long story short, they were in a Humvee in Iraq, hit an IED. He was the commander of the unit. His three guys were killed, and he survived, and now he was coping with survivor's guilt.
Wow.
And it was amazing how these three guys came through. They gave their personalities, jokes, and he was like, I could see the light returning in his eyes. And he said, I was the one that should have died, not them. And they were like, yeah, but that's not what happened, and that's not what was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And it really brought him a tremendous amount of healing. And I remember when the reading was over, he stood up and said, thank you, and he turned and walked out. And his girlfriend said, oh, my God. I said, is everything okay? I mean, it seems like kind of abrupt. She goes, Mark, he's Delta Force. And I'm like, whoa, Delta Force. Talk about it. She said, I have never seen him shed a tear until today.
Wow.
She said, you have no idea what you've helped him accomplish.
Wow.
And to me, it was like, I wasn't sure if I did my job right or not, you know.
Because, right.
And then I realized, well, he's one of these guys that he will not show his emotions in front of other people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I teach is I teach men to cry, because I work not just with helping parents heal, but I work with helping fathers heal, which is a division of helping parents heal.
Yeah.
And I teach men to cry. Because it has been scientifically proven at USC and at a medical center in Minnesota and at institutions in Europe that the tears of grief, which are different than reflex tears, which are caused by dust or pollen, you know, you just sneeze, but tears of grief actually contain the neurotransmitters which cause depression, the very chemicals which make you depressed. So crying gets those chemicals out of your body, then it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is and releases endorphins. That's why after a good cry, you feel both exhausted, because this is not just emotional, but chemical and physical as well.
Yeah.
And men, and David, you know this, we've been socialized to suppress our emotions.
Absolutely.
Real men don't cry.
Right.
I wrote an article last June for Best Holistic Life. It was the men's health issue, and then the article was entitled, real men are not afraid to cry. And it was about that, teaching men how to cry. And what I tell men is you don't have to do it in public. You can park your car somewhere, go to your man cave, go to your private space, let the tears fly. They may be one or two tears. It may be full-blown waterworks, but you've got to get it out, because bottling it up, think about it when you take a soda and you shake it up, okay, and then you go to pop the top and it almost explodes. Well, that's what's going on inside of you.
Yeah.
You've got to let that pressure out. We have tear ducts, hearts, and feelings for a reason. Women cry 3.5 times per month, men 1.9. Now, I don't know how we get the fractions on crying, you know, I think average, you know. Yeah, it's like, I only cried 0.5 today. But the thing is, women, I believe, are better at recognizing and confronting and processing their emotions, whereas with men, the only publicly acceptable emotion to display is anger. Boy, that's worked really well for human history.
We need a little help. Well, there is so much here in the afterlife frequency. We need another 3 or 4 hours to talk to Mark Anthony. Maybe we'll convince him to come back. In the meantime, folks, go get the afterlife frequency. Come back. We've got a little bit more today with Mark Anthony on strategies. Stay here. And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Mark Anthony, his new book. You got to get this book, folks. It's called The Afterlife Frequency. Find it at your favorite bookseller. You can also go to afterlifefrequency.com. So, Mark Anthony, we need way more time, but we've only got a couple minutes left here. What do you want to leave us with today here on Strategies for Living?
It's been made very clear to me from the afterlife frequency, specifically the spirit of my mother, and it was right after she passed, she came to me, and it's a long story, but her message was this. She said, Mark, it is your life's mission to help people understand that the divine power we call God exists, that heaven, the afterlife, nirvana, whatever you want to call it, exists, that souls are immortal living spirits, that humans can communicate with souls, and that all of us will be reunited when it is your time to leave the material world and come into the light that you call God.
Such good stuff. Mark, you got to come back. You got to promise me you'll come back and visit with us some more here on Strategies. You're a great life strategist.
Thank you. I'd love to come back. We can talk more about spirit communication. We can also talk about reincarnation and also some pretty cool ancient mysteries.
Love to do that.
Archaeologists have discovered the gate to hell itself.
Oh,
I'll just leave that one for you. Halloween.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Go get the afterlife frequency, folks, and thank you for joining us here on Strategies for Living and helping us to celebrate the inauguration of our 33rd season. Mm-hmm. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call for Mark Anthony, for Lauren Leon McMillan, and for our sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen. I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.